Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. I'm Steve Bacon. Welcome you on this, I guess, kind of a dark morning. The lights will come on shortly. It's actually part of it. Yeah, the lights will come up in just a few minutes. Actually, it's part of our new summer worship experience, and you'll hear more about that later. Helping me this morning with the service is our liturgist, Dale Fryer. In a few moments, you'll hear from Martha Sutter, who's going to be leading our hymn sing. If you are new to us and want to find more about who we are and what we do, we have a pamphlet that looks like this that's found on that back table and certainly on the table off to the side entrance here. Certainly pick one up later on after the service, and it gives you a whole bunch of important information of things that you can participate in the life of our church. If you need to either soothe yourself or a young one, we do have rocking chairs in the back of the church available for you. There is child care if you need to take your children to have some time during the worship service. That's back through these doors to my right. Follow the signs back there, get you to that area. There are restrooms also available if you follow the signs too that would direct you to those areas. Inside your bulletin this morning are a number of things I just want to point out to you, a lot of exciting things that are coming up. The most important one is you're going to see a yellow sheet looks like this. Look at it very, very carefully. It's not a typo. That is correct. It says 10:30. We're changing our worship experience from 11 o'clock to 10:30 starting next Sunday, July 9th. So you don't really have to set your clocks back, but certainly just look at that time and begin to plan for that. Also in your bulletin this morning is a slip. Looks like this. Says a few things for us. One lets us know that you're here. You can fill that out. That's the middle portion of it. And the top portion of, we're a community of faith, and we like to know those joys and concerns that you may have. So if you want to fill that out with something happening important in your life that you'd like to share during that prayer time, do that, and then ushers will come on later during the service, take that slip from you, and then we'll share that at the appropriate time. Other announcements that are happening are in your bulletin, both in the front and the back. Let me just highlight two of them for you, one of which is not in there, and that's about our coffee sales. For those of you who aren't aware, we have coffee that's sold. It's part of a free trade agreement. It helps farmers in other countries to participate in the sale of the products, and coffee is one of those things that's available for you of that. And secondly, if you're interested and have even the slightest bit of music ability, we'd love to have you participate in the worship this summer and share your gift with the sanctuary and congregation. What that means is if you play an instrument, if you sing or something, and you're interested in participating as the music because our choir is out for the summer, they're on recess, please do that and see certainly Dennis Triggs if you're interested in participating in that. Once again, many, many other things coming up, including our Vacation Bible School. Please take some time later on to look at that. One other thing, this is Communion Sunday, so later on in the service you will be directed how to participate in that. Let us continue our experience with our hymn sing. Yeah, and I will turn the lights on for the hymn sing.
Good morning. As is our tradition in the summer, we begin with a hymn sing. We're going to have three hymns chosen from the congregation, one verse each, and I'm going to choose one from each section. So any suggestions from the left, right, or middle to start? I see a hand. 274? 274.
Woman in the night, spent from giving birth, God, a precious light, peace is on the earth. Come and join the song, women, children, men, Jesus makes us free to
pick behind Peter because I heard you chose last week, so 431. You didn't know we were keeping track of these things, but Dale was last week, even though I wasn't here. 431, let there be peace on earth. 593.
Should have a hymn sing Sunday and have the whole Sunday be hymn sing. All right. Welcome. I'm so glad to see all of you today. Welcome. I'm so honored and blessed to be able to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and I'm so grateful that you made it here on a holiday weekend. And I'm wondering, what time are we gathering next week? 10:30. That's right. Okay. So let us begin. The tradition of blessing prayers has endured through centuries among the people called Celts. These blessings reveal a sense of the holy in every moment, everything, in every person. This is a way of living, of observing and celebrating, blessing and being blessed by the ordinary acts and encounters of life. Inspired by this tradition of Celtic spirituality and featuring the blessing poems of Beth A. Richardson, we will spend time this summer steeping in the blessings that surround us and live within us. Our practice of writing and praying "Bless to Me" prayers will enrich our experience of each passing day and of the encounter over the next several weeks. And I was honored and so grateful that some folks in our study this Friday actually wrote some prayers and shared them with us on Friday at 12:30 a couple days ago. Rites of passage come in many forms and are sacred thresholds into new and uncharted territory. For instance, last week we recognized our high school and college graduates. These special and sometimes once-in-a-lifetime moments when surrounded in words and acts of blessing, provide us with courage and assurance that we are not alone and that our next steps are anointed and held by God. Our need for and astonishment at the rising sun each day is as old as humanity. Light signals hope, warmth, vision, and a constant presence of something far bigger than any one of us. Light has ordered our time, our seasons, and our lives.
During the winter solstice, the ancient site at Newgrange in Ireland hosts an incredible threshold moment. About 5,000 years ago, peoples living in the Stone Age constructed a burial chamber in a huge earthen mound in such a way that on the morning of the winter solstice, the rising sun would pierce a perfectly aligned opening into the chamber. The stream of light would shine through to the depths of the tomb where remains were laid to rest. Now, every year, there is a drawing of some 20 people, as many as the chamber will hold, to be inside the chamber at the moment of sunrise to witness this event just as the ancients did. Imagine standing amongst friends and strangers in utter, complete darkness. As slowly a shaft of light starts to make its way crawling across the earth floor from the opening until the rays begin to inch up the back of the tomb and illuminate the whole space. We too can experience special moments of gratitude for God's light and presence in our lives when we gather together to celebrate the holy rituals that carry us through our lives. We are reminded of God's many blessings for us. Let us continue with our theme hymn this morning, Blessed to Me. And just remain seated. In the eye of the one, in the eye of the Son, in the eye of the Spirit, the three, who created, redeemed, and who washed my soul clean, in love I am bending my knee. Blessed to me, blessed to me, as with angels and saints, so with me. Each shade and light, day and night, time in your love, O Spirit, bless to me. Well, good morning and welcome. I'm Dale Fryer, and I'm your liturgist this morning as well as your song leader. Would you please rise now as you are able or comfortable, and join me in the call to worship, a Beth Richardson poem titled, Lead Us, God of Pilgrimage. We stand on the shore waiting to climb into the boat that will take us on this pilgrimage. But on this trip, on this pilgrimage, we need only our eyes, our ears, our minds, our hearts. Guide us as we climb into this boat. Lead us, God of pilgrimage, to where you would have us go. Amen. Please remain standing and join now in singing our opening hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness. It'll be displayed on the screen.
Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, whose trust ever childlike no cares could destroy. Be there at our waking and give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts, Lord, at the break of the day. Lord of all eagerness, Lord of all faith, whose strong hands were skilled at the plane and the lathe, be there at our labors and give us, we pray, your strength in our hearts, Lord, at the noon of the day. Lord of all kindliness, Lord of all grace, your hand swift to welcome, your arms to embrace, be there at our homing and give us, we pray, love in our hearts, Lord, at the eve of the day. Lord of all gentleness, Lord of all calm, whose voice is contentment, whose presence is balm, be there at our sleeping and give us, we pray, your peace in our hearts, Lord, at the end of the day.
We have a tradition here at University Church of greeting one another by shaking hands or a fist bump and saying, good morning, or peace be with you. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with your neighbor now.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Halle, 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 hallelujah. Halle, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Please be seated if you aren't already. It's hard to sit and sing that song, in my opinion. Hello, everybody. How are you today? Good. Hello. So today we are talking about special moments or thresholds or passages. And so today we're talking about maybe when you do something special or new or different that you've never done before and you might never do again. Sometimes you do it again. And the thing I was thinking of, who here has gone to kindergarten? Who's gone to kindergarten? All right, so some of you have gone to kindergarten. Okay. you haven't yet. Next year, kindergarten? Oh, wow. Okay, I thought you were already five. So who here has learned to tie their shoes? Yeah? Okay. So all these things are thresholds into the next thing. So like, a first day of kindergarten, after you've gone to school for the first time, you're never going to have a first day of school again. You might have the first day of a new year, but that sitting in a classroom and listening to a teacher is something new. And tying of shoes. Once you can tie your shoes, right, that's like this big thing. Is that still the case, that it's a big deal? No. Esther says it's not a big deal to tie your shoes. Okay. So can you think of any other special moments or thresholds that maybe you've experienced? Yes. What? The last day of school. You're right. That is a passage. That is a threshold because the last day of school is the last day that you're going to be in that class with that teacher with those same kids, right? It's different next year. That's a very good idea. That's so true. All right, well, I can see you guys are all so talkative today. So do you guys know what time worship starts next week? 10:30, yes. I figured I'd ask them too because they'll get the parents to come, right? All right, well, any other thresholds you can think of? Yes. Learning to play the violin, yes. Because once you learn to play the violin and read music, it's translatable to other instruments, right? And also get better and better with that violin. Yeah. Yes. Learning how to sing. Yes. When did you learn how to sing? In music. Yes. All right. Any other thresholds you can think of? Yes.
On a field trip, and then we had to like go
Okay, so Esther is talking about how she went on a field trip and they had to go high up in the air for something, and her teacher selected her to do it first, and she was really scared and she did it anyway, and she said, I'll never do that again. So that was a threshold. Yes, a threshold, and you'll never do that threshold ever again. Yes, I understand completely. Wonderful. Well, I am so grateful that you are thinking of these special moments or moments in which you won't do that again. And that, here's the thing. Every single thing that we just talked about, God is with us. God is with us in those special moments. And God is with us in all moments. So that's what we're thinking about today, how God is with us in our special moments, in our thresholds. So will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you so much for these children and for their willingness to share parts and pieces of their lives with us and their willingness to share their special moments, their thresholds and passages into something new and different. Thank you so much for being with them always and being with each of us always. Amen. Amen. So we are going to collect prayers. So if you'd like your prayer read as a part of worship, please fill out your purple slip that you received in your bulletin that Dale is holding up, and our ushers will be coming down the aisle to get them. As we collect the prayer slips, we'll be singing our song.
Filled with your love, let us love in return. May Jesus show us each day your smile and your wisdom, your grace and your will. In awe and wonder I pray. Bless to me, bless to me, as with angels and saints, so with me. Each shade and light, day and night, time in your love, O Spirit, bless to me.
Let us settle our hearts.
Let us continue our time of prayer as we pray silently, followed by a prayer that actually comes from the lyrics called God is on the Move by Seventh Time Down. And then that will be followed by the Lord's Prayer. And I might add that share that Lord's Prayer in any way you feel comfortable or led, whether in another language or other words. Let us begin silent prayer. Anytime a heart turns from darkness to light, anytime temptation comes and someone stands to fight, anytime somebody lives to serve and not be served, I know God is on the move. Hallelujah. Anytime in weakness someone falls upon their knees or dares to speak the truth that sets men free, anytime the choice is made to stand upon the word, I know God is on the move. Hallelujah. I see your generation standing on the truth in each and every day, saying God is on the move. Anytime the gospel stirs a searching soul and someone says, send me, here I go. I know God is on the move. God is on the move. God is on the move in many and mighty ways. Hallelujah and amen. And now I invite you to join me in the prayer that Jesus shared. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you would stand now and join me, if you are comfortable, or sit, to sing, "I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry," as displayed on the screen.
I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoiced the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I was there when you were but a child with a faith to suit you well. In a blaze of light you wandered off to find where demons dwell. I was there, the wonder of the word. I was there to cheer you on. You were raised to praise the living Lord, to whom you now belong. You find someone to share your time, and you join your hearts as one. I'll be there to make your verses rhyme from dusk till rising sun. In the middle ages of your life, not too old, no longer young, I'll be there to guide you through the night, complete what I've begun. When the evening gently closes in, and you shut your weary eyes, I'll be there as I have always been, with just one more surprise. I'm the evening. There when you are old, I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold.
Thank you. Please be seated. That was a lovely new hymn to me. Our scriptures today speak to the joy of celebrating God's love. I will be reading words of praise and thanksgiving in Psalm 42, verse 4, and the words of Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, at John's blessing ceremony 8 days after he was born, as told in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 57 and 67 through 70. Both readings are from the Common English Bible. And first from Psalms. But I remember these things as I bear my soul, how I made my way to the Mighty One's abode, to God's own house, with joyous shouts and thanksgiving songs, a huge crowd celebrating the festival. And from the Gospel of Luke, when the time came for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a boy. John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Bless the Lord God of Israel, because he has come to help and has delivered his people. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in his servant David's house, just as he said through the mouths of his holy prophets long ago." This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. I'd like to open this time with a prayer out of the book we're having fun and reflecting with, called Christ Beside Me, Christ Within Me, Celtic Blessings by Beth A. Richardson. Will you pray with me? In the name of God, in name of Jesus, in name of Spirit, the perfect three of power, the little drop of the Creator on your little forehead, beloved one, the little drop of the sun on your little forehead, beloved one, the little drop of the Spirit on your little forehead, beloved one, to aid you, to guard you, to shield you, to surround you. Amen. That hymn that led us to the scripture, that led us to this moment, I think said it all. I don't even know if I need to talk today, but I did prepare something, so I think I will take this time to talk with you about this. But that hymn was just so, so fitting and beautiful. We have crafted this lovely threshold over here, and I think I told you the first week it went up. It's even grander than I ever imagined. So it's bigger and it's more beautiful than I ever imagined. And so when we enter that threshold, that passage, we enter the holy. But also, when we leave this place and we walk through that threshold, through that passage, we enter the holy. Because God is with us always. And so today we're going to talk about special moments or passages. I also like to say thresholds or threshold moments. I thought of a few, and I was trying to think of many different stages of life. I was thinking of a few passages such as baptism or the birth of a sibling or the first day of kindergarten or the day you became a believer or the day of the death of someone special, or a marriage, or moving into a new place. And in all of that, Christ is with us. Christ beside me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ within me, Christ above me. And that's a prayer of St. Patrick. Our text today from Luke chapter 1, it's almost the entire chapter, even though it starts at 57. I would love to kind of recap what happens before what Dale read. And I know that Dean, earlier in the year, in May, talked all about this. So you might remember his wonderful sermon a few months ago in May about Zechariah. So Luke opens up, and Luke was believed to be written somewhere between 85 and 95 AD, and it is, well, legend has it, which is just hearsay, not proven, that it was written in or near Antioch, but that's not proven, so we're just going to guess. And Acts is the chapter 1 and chapter 2, or excuse me, Luke is chapter 1 and Acts is chapter 2, so the author of Luke also was around Paul during that time. So, just a little background. Where was I going? Oh, so the beginning. The beginning of Luke starts out with Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, and they're getting on in years, and they haven't had a child yet. And then one day, Zechariah, who is a priest, is in the temple, and an angel comes to him, and the angel says, your wife is going to have a child, and you are going to name the child John. And Zechariah says, well, how could that possibly be? We're getting old, and I don't know. And the angel says, you will not be able to speak until this comes true. And so he isn't able to speak. He's mute. And so that's the background leading up to this. And then Well, there's a little bit in there with Mary and Joseph, or Mary and Jesus and all that, but we're going to just talk about Zechariah and Elizabeth and John the Baptist today, because Zechariah and Elizabeth are John the Baptist's parents. So, the baby is born, and there they are. Aren't they lovely? And there's so many special moments or passages within this story. Because once the baby's born, they, on the eighth day, as it is a ritual in the Jewish tradition, they have the ritual of circumcision. And at that ritual, they also have the naming of the child. So it's that day, and they all gather around, of course, a big group of people, and they ask the mother, which is unusual, what is the name of this child? And she says, John. And they ask her, well, how can that possibly be? No one in your family's name is John. And so they ask Zechariah, who can't talk, and he says, give me a tablet. I'll write it down. Which, that's a whole other thing. That's unusual. All that good stuff. He writes it down, and it says, John. And then he's able to speak. Because what the angel had said had come true, and he could speak again. He had all that time. Can you imagine all that time of not being able to speak, like 9-10 months of not being able to speak? He got a lot of time to reflect on what that angel said to him. And one of the things that the angel said is that the baby named John will prepare the way for the Lord. And it does come true. That is exactly what happens. So out of the silence, Zechariah has this big prophetic thing to say. And much of this text in 57 through 80 is him telling us all about what's going to happen. He had all this time to pray and have a conversation with God and reflect on what the angel said, that he's able to, out of the silence, share what is to come next. How often does that happen to you, where something grand, a special moment, a passage, a threshold happens to you, and it takes you months or even years to recognize and realize and reflect on that moment? Like Zechariah had all that time, and then he was able to talk about it. That's happened to me many times. Something profound has happened, and I didn't get it until months or years later. And I'm able to talk about it and reflect on it. So we all have passages in life. We all have threshold moments that come upon us. For example, on Tuesday, it's Independence Day, and we will be celebrating the colony's independence and becoming, eventually, the United States of America, right? And so we have that threshold that we celebrate, that passage, that special moment every year. There are so many moments, so many special moments that change our trajectory. And one of them is this. I love this picture because they not only came to the graduation, they had the big heads created, just like at the SU games where they have Boeheim. And so this family just filled their child with so much love at graduation. It seems like whenever we have a special moment, not only is God with us, but our family is with us as well. And there's other times in our lives where our family has prepared the way for us. They have something already set out. They have prayed and believed that our lives would be good and full and faithful. And they surround us in these times. And all I could think of was this, the big fat Greek wedding. I mean, there was so much family around. Did you guys see that movie? There were so many traditions, so many family around, and they just had so much hope and joy for this young couple, even though they were nervous about him not being Greek. So we mark many moments together. We mark those moments, and we celebrate the moments, and we pray for our future. We pray for our future family and friends that they will be all good, all full, and all faithful, and that they know that God is with them. God is always with us in those special moments. Today, we are going to share one of those special moments, a It's called Holy Communion. It's the re-remembering of that special day. And so I loved one part of the liturgy today, and I wanted to share it with you, so when it comes up, you'll remember it. And it goes like this. And you, God, continue to create again and again, making something fresh of us. God is with us in these special moments, making us new over and over again. And how lucky are we that our family and friends are along with us many of the times. So today, we celebrate those passages, those special moments, those times when we can say, "Bless to me." Amen. I am really excited today because every time we share Holy Communion together, I'm excited. I don't know if you've noticed that. I try to kind of keep it my calmness down, but it's really hard because I find this moment in time so special. And each week is different because each week there's different people here at our table. Know that everyone is welcome at the table. So we're going to start by speaking and singing our liturgy today. So just be warned, there is some singing involved, and Dale is going to help us. And then after we complete that part, I will give you some directions as to how to come and receive Holy Communion. And I'll ask our servers to come forward at that time, not yet. And then we will receive Holy Communion. So, let us begin.
This is to the tune of Morning Has Broken.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
Bread of the world in mercy broken, wine of the soul in mercy shed, by whom the words of life are spoken, and in whose life our own is led.
The blessings of God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts with thanksgiving.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us bless the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy God, holy gift, holy good, we come before you this day blessed and blessing. You call us to the newness of time and place and ways of being. From the beginning, you created all that is, and you continue to create again and again, making something fresh of us. Every time we think we can do it alone, you call us back to the origins of blessing. You call us back to you, and you invite us to thresholds full of possibility. And so we sing with the saints who led us here, mindful of their presence with us.
Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of your grace. Blessed are the ones who gather before you. Blessed is the journey to this place.
Blessed is your Son who promised to be with us always. In this promise, we follow him into new relationships, new beginnings, new life through the story of the challenges of his ministry. We know the road will not always be easy, but we know it will always be blessed. In this moment, we remember all those who have no meal and no place at the table. We pray that this table, in this place, will become a table extended beyond these walls. Too many a place and many a meal with those who need it most.
Look on the heart. heart by sorrow broken, look on the tears by sinners shed, and be your feast to us the token that by your grace all souls are fed.
Just as he said it that last night with his disciples, Jesus says to us, come, gather around, my friends. This common bread at our table is much more than it seems. This is the brokenness of the world, and I feel it as my body. Whenever there is suffering, I suffer with you. I am broken for you. This common cup at our table is so much more than it seems. The blood of the innocent ones is too often shed at the hands of the oppressors. Whenever there is suffering, I suffer with you. I am poured out for you. And so we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as we proclaim together, repeating, Christ has died. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ will come again. We ask you, Jesus, friend, teacher, companion, and guide, to break us open for the world and pour us out for each other. Holy Spirit, bless this bread and fruit of the vine, that it may become the very life of this community, transformed time and again. Make us one with you, and through you, and in you, now and always.
Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, one in three. Christ above me, Christ beneath me, Christ within me, three in one.
And as it says, all are truly welcome. So I will ask my servers to come forward as I tell everyone how we go about this. So please come forward and we'll make our lines. So Holy Communion is open to all people. There's nothing you need to do before you receive it. You are just welcome to receive. Please know that all of the bread served is gluten-free bread and the drink is grape juice. So there's a couple different ways to do this. Our ushers will come forward as we get set up, and they will invite each row, you know, each pew or row to come forward. If you're on this, if you're coming down this aisle, you will come up here, and there's a couple choices. The first choice is take a piece of bread, and then you either can dip it in a big cup and receive Holy Communion by intinction, or you can just eat the bread and then skip the big cup and go to the little cup and drink that. And then the little cup can go in the basket. If you would like to just come forward and receive a blessing, that is okay too. So some people, when they come forward, would like to kneel at the rail, at the communion rail. And if you would like to do that after you receive Holy Communion, please do that as well. All right, so there's lots of options here. So you're going to come up this way, and then you're going to exit out that way. All right, you'll come up and do that. Over here in a minute. Over here, when you come forward, you're going to come forward, and then you're going to go bread, juice, basket, and then you're going to exit out that way. Okay? Just so everybody knows how we're doing it. All right. I think we're ready. Let's begin.
As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that look like this into the plate as the ushers come down the aisle. I'd also have a word for our first-time visitors of this church to know that we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. We are grateful that you are here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church, so as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thus all my toilsome way along, I
I sing aloud thy praises, that earth may hear the grateful song my voice of weary raises. Be joyful in the Lord my heart, both soul and body, bear your part, God all praise and glory.
Please join me now in the unison prayer of dedication. Thank you, God, for breath, for life flowing in and out of each of us. It is wonderful to be alive. Thank you for life. Your spirit moves over the earth, enlivening us all. Help us to exhale hatred and inhale your love. Help us to exhale greed and inhale your generosity. Help us to exhale despair and inhale your hope. On this most beautiful of days, with your spirit blowing over this land, thank you for giving us this chance to be a part of your breathtaking work as humble servants in the service of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing All My Days.
If I should fly beyond the dawn, the darkness will not overcome. If I lie down in deepest night, still you are there, my Lord, my light. Still you are there, my Lord, my light. Our every thought, each word we say, the whole of time, the present day, are held within your mighty hand. To you unfurl, to comprehend, too wonderful to comprehend. O mend my heart and free my voice. From sin released, I will rejoice. Oh, search me, Lord, my spirit cries, and let my song of praise arise, and let my song of praise arise.
Amen. What a blessed day to be, well, here or anywhere with God. Will you speak this with me, this benediction with me, or you can just stand and take it in. God in my life, God on my lips, God in my soul, God in my heart, God in my hoping, God in my sufficing, God in my slumber, God in mine ever-living soul, God in mine eternity. Go now in peace to love and serve our God. Amen. And I'll see you next week at 10:30 a.m.
Bless to me, as with angels and saints, so with me. Each shade and light, day and night, time in your love, O Spirit. Bless to me, O Spirit, bless to me, O Spirit, bless to me.